Hey everybody, welcome to the Kyle Charlie Show. Things are going to be a little different from now on, change in management. So I'm going to tell you about myself. I live in the Watson Courts building at Lafayette College. My name is Brian Payne. I'm 21 years old. I believe in taking care of myself in a balanced diet and a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000 now. After I remove the ice pack, I use a deep pore cleanser lotion. In the shower, I use a water-activated gel cleanser, then a honey almond body scrub, and on the face, an exfoliating gel scrub. Then I apply a herb mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I always use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol, because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older. Then moisturizer, then an anti-aging eye balm, followed by a final moisturizing protective lotion. There is an idea of Kyle Charlie Show, some kind of abstraction, but there is no real show, only me, something illusory. And though...
Get him out of here, get him out of here.
Oh, hi there.
That was weird. Who's that? Who is that dude?
There was a little goblin making his way onto the show. A little ghoul his way into our show.
They were crouched on the table and it was just like licking the microphone. Just, I don't know what it was saying. But
so we're sorry for all of our listeners who heard that.
Yeah, that was not intentional at all. But you know what is intentional is the fact that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show, and we are your hosts,
Kyle
and Charlie, and we have a couple special guests if we decide to keep the goblin around.
You were not picked. You did that little laugh did not pick up. I don't think.
Yeah, your little gremlin squee.
Brian did a little gremlin giggle.
Yeah.
As they're known to do.
Yeah. It's actually their famous catchphrase that they have tattooed on their shoulder blade.
Was that supposed to be a wink?
There was some winking going on in the studio. Well, let me see the wink.
Either a wink or a very intense spasm of some sort.
Let me see the wink. That's a...
It was worse than that.
Yeah, that was like an okay wink. I'm sure like the other wink that I didn't see, because you were facing that way, I didn't really see it, but I'm imagining it wasn't that good.
You didn't like comically like lift up your eyebrow and just all of your facial muscles contorting into the wink.
You know how the troll face has like the whole face oriented towards like one way as far as it'll go?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Brian was trying to do that, but then accidentally shut an
eyelid. Well, I remember when we went out to eat over the summer, you were practicing our troll faces in the car. In the parking lot.
You just like staring at like random like
passerbys.
Yeah,
we were talking about how we really like trying to do the troll face.
In the mirror.
Yeah. I tried.
I'm watching.
Oh god. You can see all of his teeth when he does that. Like all the
way. Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's true to the troll face origin.
Also, Charlie, you said that it was intentional that we were saying the radio station announcement is arguably anything but intentional because we are forced to do it, isn't it?
I mean, when we say it, we mean it.
It is against our will, our freedom.
Well, yeah, but you're still intentionally doing it.
Yeah.
Like, you have the intention to make that announcement when you make it. You might not have...
I don't believe in free will. I'm being forced to do it by the overlords.
Yeah.
Well, right, you might not want to do it, but when destiny. You are physically saying it, you have an intention to be saying
my
it.
My intention is not to say it, but something comes
over. Well, you
over
didn't
me.
Say it. Charlie said it.
You say, and Kyle...
What if, I don't know, it's like unconscious, like, it just comes out.
You get taken over by for a brief
something
moment.
Takes me over, I don't know what it is. But
something takes you over and makes you say your name?
No, say the radio now.
Well, no, Charlie says that. The only part you say is your name.
Well, no, I could say it, though.
I think I can feel it.
But you don't, because you have no intention of saying it, which is why Charlie says it.
I can feel it.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
You are...
Fight it.
Let it out.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Be gone, good spirit!
No, don't resist. Say the line, Kyle.
The spirit known as FDA.
Like it says
the
on the
FCC,
wall.
The FCC. The FDA is the Food and Drug Administration.
It says on the wall right there. Name of show, host of show. We have to say that we are obligated by law.
We don't say the funny optional parts, though.
Well, we can.
Yeah.
You should say them.
Well, phone doesn't work, so we shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
There's no evil spirit for that paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's why it's optional. They couldn't contract an evil spirit strong enough to enforce it.
Yeah, to get you to say the website, WJRH.org. Oh, no.
Well, Charlie did say that is intentional. You said that intentionally. The spirit couldn't have made you do that. No. We just established that.
Yeah, I tend to be able to...
It must have been intentional, right?
I mean, I'm assuming so. I do tend to play the fool a little bit, and
Brian, sit down.
We do not mess with the smoke detector.
Yeah, Brian was holding their world famous boring flamethrower under the smoke detector to see if it would work.
It didn't.
Yeah, it worked almost as good as the boring tunnel.
Yeah,
Elon Musk's boring tunnel.
Or the boring brain chip that horrendously killed 19 monkeys.
Yeah.
15 monkeys.
So it's actually not that bad, me.
The neural link.
Yeah. What's also funny is apparently Elon tweeted beforehand that the monkeys were going to be on Discord.
Wow.
They were going to be able to communicate. What would a monkey write in Discord chat? What do you think?
Shakespeare. Eventually.
Yeah, it would take a little bit.
It would take
a little bit of time for them to actually follow through with that one. But
I'm a math mate. It would take 3 minutes.
The people who, did the calculations for that, they actually made a mistake.
It's my senior project. I'm going to prove all of math wrong.
What did that kid tell you your senior project should be?
Nah.
What child told you and dictated your senior project?
Well, what if he's listening, dude?
Yeah. What if he? Oh no, the ghosts. Was it another spirit child?
It was a spirit, a sprite, more like. But just
little fairy, little pixie that lives in Netherland.
The most I'll say about that wonderful interaction is I don't want to call anyone out, no matter how much they deserve it. Is
make sure you're speaking into the mic.
Yeah.
You just shook the mic and continue to not point your voice at it. But you don't need to do that. You don't need to hold it. Point your face at the microphone.
I think the demons are getting to them.
The most I'll say is, I was like, yeah, I do theoretical math. And then they gave me, they tried to give me a senior project idea that was almost the opposite of theoretical math.
That sounds like, oh, you're a religion major. What's your favorite holy text?
Yeah, well, okay, that's not a bad. People say, "What's your favorite religion?" to me all the time. And I'm like, what does that mean? That's a funny question, but I don't know how to answer it.
Yeah, I've gotten the "What's a good stock option for me?" a couple times.
But you could conceivably answer that.
Yeah, my favorite one is what is a good free and easy way to make infinite money.
Who was asking you that?
I mean, granted, they were under the age of 10, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That would do it.
That one was my favorite by far, though.
The ideal question to annoy me with my majors is when they hear I'm math and music, and they're just like, oh, so, are you going to, make, mathematical music or something? Or, what are you going to do with
serialism.
you're gonna calculate the perfect hertz.
Yeah, unfortunately, mathematical music seems to be a bit of a trigger for bad vibes for Brian.
I've been through enough purely mathematical music. No offense, music theory.
Epic music theory.
Yeah, no offense, Epic Music Theory.
That's the I heard that they're making the
subsidiary of Epic Games.
Yeah. Oh, I thought this was a spin-off of Epic Rap Battles of History. Epic Music Theory of History. Who would win?
Yeah.
That. What do you think is going to be the next big YouTube trend?
I don't know.
Killing homeless people.
All right.
All right. Maybe we shouldn't have started with the American Psycho monologue.
Yeah. I think something's changed our little goblin.
Brian has gotten into a bad mindset.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Giving homeless people McDonald's.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that'd be a good hearty trend.
Yo, wait, what if we gave homeless people McDonald's and then slapped it out of their hands and then gave them healthy food and then talked down to them for trying to eat McDonald's?
We slap the McDonald's out of their hands and give them Chipotle.
And then we slap that out of their hands and give them McDonald's again.
But it's like the McDonald's salad.
And then we pay them $50 million for their troubles.
Yeah, so they can't sue us and we have them sign a waiver.
Would you sign?
This is a really complicated plan.
Well, that's why it's a YouTube trend.
Yeah. You gotta get your 10 minutes in somehow, bro.
So our 10 minutes is going to be gained by an exceedingly complicated plan that involves giving homeless people like 40 different meals, like in sequence, and then slapping them out of their hands and then forcing them to sign waivers in order to not sue us when we slap them out of their hands.
And then we put $50 million
And then like the final Happy Meal has $50 million in it. Oh, it's a 50-50 shot. You have $50 million in half of them, and then the other half, it's just like...
50 million Big Macs.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
It's a toy.
Yeah.
Just like the Happy Meal toy, but it's not a good Happy Meal toy. It's like one of the bad ones.
What would one of the bad ones be?
I don't know.
It depends.
There's some... I don't know. The quality just varies, I'm sure, because sometimes they have cool tie-ins, and sometimes they're just... Mm. What, you get like a Minions toy at 50% chance.
They don't do gendered toys anymore, do they?
They still do, I think.
Sometimes.
Oh. I feel like it depends on the show, too. Yeah. Like, if they are sponsored by something like My Little Ponies, then they'll also be sponsored by, like, DC Comics or something.
Yeah, or Transformers or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, like, shows like Minions seem to transcend gender barrier.
Just Minions.
Minions have gender? Probably not.
I mean, there's always those two that make out in, like, the background.
That doesn't mean that they have a gender.
That is fair, but there's always those two that make out in the background. I forget their names.
I don't quite remember.
I don't know why you're obsessed with the Minions who make out.
The Minions
background.
That make out in the background. It's like an Easter egg, honestly.
Charlie's like tracked them through all of the Despicable Me and Minions.
I've seen, dude. 3 a.m. at Lafayette College gets you on some weird YouTube trends. The Minions making out in the background. Of the Despicable Me franchise.
I'm just gonna say it.
Oh, hold on, I'll say it.
No. Brian, I think you should do it.
Brian's already been American Psycho. I don't think we should contort their mind any further.
Brian?
How about we split it up?
All right, you wanna start?
Bello.
Kyle.
Charlie. That was a sentence translated into Minion, so...
Courtesy of Minion, the Minion translator option on Lingo...
On Lingo
Jam. LingoJam.com.
Yeah, big shout out to LingoJam.com.
L-I-N-G-O. We have determined that Minions, in fact, have a word for hell. Don't know how...
What is the Minion word for purgatory?
Yeah, I looked it up. Jamie?
Jamie, look that up.
Pulled it up. All right, what do you got?
It's purgatory.
What? What do you mean it's purgatory? There's no way that a minion would say purgatory.
What if we...
I said like a minion voice, but maybe.
Could you imagine like, da-da-da-da-da, purgatory, da-da-da-da-da.
Eternal unrest,
da-da-da-da-da. I don't believe that they would say purgatory. I just don't buy it.
Okay, this is lore. So they don't have a word for heaven, but they only have a word.
They have a word for hell and purgatory, but not heaven.
Well, if they've spent their whole lives following the most despicable people they can find, That's it's not unreasonable that not a single one of them would go to heaven.
I mean, has any of one of them, like, died ever? I thought they were, like, immortal.
How? I don't know anything about the Minions, Charlie.
We have no idea.
Well, I think we need to see Divine Comedy in Minions.
I've seen the Despicable Me movies, and that is my extent of Minion knowledge.
Have you seen the Minions movie?
Oh, Kyle.
No, I have not, yeah?
I have bad news for you with regards to Minions.
Yeah? What?
What?
Well, share with the class.
Apparently, in Minion, the translation of dog is Kyle.
What?
No, I don't really get that. What is... what does that mean?
Kyle!
If Kyle was a dog, what type of dog do you think he would be?
Kyle...
Wait, what is...
It's just cat in Spanish.
Cat is gato, yeah.
Kyle, gato.
I love gato because in French it means cake. Ah. So, two romantic languages, Spanish and French, and one of them the word is cat, and the other one the word is cake, which actually sounds similar in English, and there's no linguistic reason for that. It's just strange.
So it just happened.
The cat cake?
The cat cake. Or that's your birthday cake next year. You're going to get a cat cake instead of a Weezer cake.
What are you typing?
Oh, no. I feel like that'd be more fitting for one of the roommates instead. I think I'm the only one that doesn't have a cat or, like... No. Has Vanessa?
Vanessa doesn't have pets.
Vanessa's never had pets? Honestly, should ask her.
Well, not in like a tiny condo in New York.
Yeah, right? It's fair.
I don't think we can say this one.
Yeah, no, we shouldn't.
What do you think? What do you think
we found a new word, but we can't say it.
What do you think?
Brian, I'm dyslexic. Apparently, can't hold it that far away.
Apparently, it doesn't translate.
Oh, the last one doesn't.
The last name doesn't translate.
Is it the same last name we were talking about on the lock over here?
Yes, yeah.
Oh.
Wait, so why are random Minion words allegedly translated into just, like, Spanish words? Like, that looked like French or faux French, at least. Like, what?
Some of them are in Italian as well.
Yeah, what's the deal with
that? I think it's just, like, an amalgamation of languages. Right, so, yeah. Like, there are supposed to be, like, Minion translators where you can go and, like, record parts of the actual Minion movie and then see what they're saying. Or, like, the Despicable Me movies.
It also has to be related to the lore of the movies, too. It's like, there has to be lore why dog is Kyle.
And what would you do? Yeah, what would you do if you brought one of your Minion translators to the...
Also, is this like... Okay, I have a question about Minion linguistics.
That's my minor.
Is this Minion translator... Is this like... Is this a dialect of Minion? Surely there's not only one Minion language that exists.
I think there's only one because there's only one group of Minions.
Really?
They just go from like one despicable figure to another. In the Minions movie, there's like a montage of like they're following a T-Rex and then they're following caveman.
So there's only one group of Minions? There's like one tribe of Minions, basically?
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense. I was wondering if it was like a, you know, like a Mandarin Chinese situation where like there's a Minion overlord who imposes one dialect of Minionese as opposed to
but there was like a DreamWorks thing, like it was part of their like, it was like part of the like DVD extras was like a DreamWorks, like the link to a DreamWorks website where you could get the Minion translator.
Yeah.
What
if it's just like Mandarin Minionese, you know, it's just the one, the like
I have had an idea.
Yeah?
Oh, no.
So Minions speak an amalgamation of languages, and they only speak one language, right?
Yeah.
What if they are humans before they built the Tower of Babel?
That's a good point.
That could be the thing.
Dude.
Oh, well, yeah, and they follow... Oh, that makes sense. They were following evil people. That's why they helped build the Tower of Babel.
Uh-huh.
And they were smitten down, and the tower fell down, and...
But they're outside the realm of God's reach, and so ruined all the languages, they weren't with them.
Yeah.
Those are original humans, proto-humans.
So that means they're the original, like, made in God's image.
No, they're, like, rejects.
Yeah. I mean, if we want to follow more Minion lore, the reason why
They could have just been like made with the fish or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the first single cell organism evolved into a minion.
He made the trees or something. He screwed up and he made minions. He made the sun.
It was a misinput, bro.
He was trying to make bananas. That's why they like bananas
they're
so much.
They're spun off bananas.
Yes.
Banana. He tried to make banana too. He's trying to develop. What would you do if you took the Minion translator and you translated your favorite part of the Minion movie, and it said your home address?
What? I've had that image on lockdown for years.
Is that your original NFT? That's a pretty good NFT, Brian.
It looks like it's wearing a diaper.
It is, I think.
Yeah, I think it is wearing a diaper.
It might be wearing, why? Like, briefs.
I think they're tidy whities.
Oh, there's a message history involving 15 of that image sent directly one after another.
I was trying to get someone to respond.
So you sent them the same picture of a minion lolling? Doing a little giggle.
Yeah, actually, how much time? When did I send that? That was in 2017.
Long time ago.
All right, to all of our listeners, I highly recommend looking up Minion Troll Face.
I don't. Sounds scary.
All right, let's see what we get. Okay, this isn't. All right, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, okay, it's worth it.
Yeah, Minion trophies.
I was wrong.
I think it's worth looking at.
It's very cute. What is the logo?
I need to see. The
line. Whatever the app line is, I think it's like a chat messenger.
It's a chat messenger, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Minion troll face has to do with that, but...
Dude.
Get off your phone. Get off your phone. We're on the show. Get off
your
phone.
Yeah, get off your phone. Unless you're looking at your script.
Yeah.
Your script, buddy.
Well, people don't know this, but the whole show is scripted. That's why we're so well organized.
Yeah.
We always start on time.
Yeah.
Always end on time.
It was planned.
Don't know.
Brian's just sitting there giggling.
Delete that.
Brian, put your phone down.
Brian found Kyle's home address in the Minion movie. And was gonna post on the airwaves.
One of the producers doxed Kyle.
Ben Stiller, the
Ben Stiller.
Yeah, I think he plays Gru.
No.
Doesn't he?
Ben Stiller?
Really? Actually Keith David plays Gru.
Ben Stiller doesn't play Gru.
I'm pretty sure he does.
Is it Steve Carell?
Steve Carell plays Gru.
Wow. Who does Ben Stiller play? I could have sworn.
That's Keith not David. A Ben Stiller role.
Julie Andrews was Gru's mom, too. It's like one of her last roles.
Who's that?
She was really famous. She played Mary Poppins. She played... God, I forget the lead's name in The Sound of Music, but the nun lady...
Oh, the music.
Yes. The music. She played the music. And a bunch of stuff early on, but...
What was the name of the main character of Mary Poppins?
Mary Poppins.
Whoa, wait, it says that Ben Stiller...
Yeah, that's the movie.
Moviepedia Wiki said that Ben Stiller, it stars Ben Stiller as the title character. Then why am I losing my mind?
What title character in Despicable Me? Despicable Me?
Yeah, it's just he stars me.
That's not a title character. Unless there's a character in Despicable Me called Despicable Me that I don't know about. What are you doing?
I'm losing my mind.
I'm trying to get some good spins.
Someone gaslit Charlie into believing that Ben Stiller was in that movie.
No, the wiki is gaslighting me.
Despicable Me is a 2019 American 3D computer animated...
2019? Yeah. Wow, time goes by so fast.
That movie came out many years ago.
Yeah, I don't know what this wiki article is, but apparently it was my source.
Read the plot summary. Read it right now. read it right now.
Wait, I didn't. Oh my goodness.
Wait, I need to have
what
knowledge.
Is this?
No, read it. Read it right now.
All right. Gru, a lion supervillain, is disheartened when an unknown supervillain steals the Great Pyramid of Giza. grew with the assistance of his fox colleague, Dr. Nefario, and his minions, resolves to one-up this mysterious rival by shrinking and stealing the moon. I mean, like, most of that is, like, yeah, real, but, like, why are they animals?
He's not a lion, though.
As it would be costly, Gru seeks a loan from the Bank of Evil. Bank President Mr. Perkins is impressed by the plan, but will provide the money only if Gru can obtain the necessary shrink ray first. Upon learning an up-and-coming lizard-like villain named Vector...
Why is everyone just animals?
I don't understand. What is this? Is this
like a weird Zootopia reference? Because I think that came out in 2019 or 2018 or so, right?
What is this?
Did Zootopia come out 20... No, it was earlier than that, surely.
Well, I'm so lost.
Zootopia was... There's no way it was 2019.
2016.
Yeah.
Zootopia was a 2016 film.
Okay, well, that's closer than... It's got to be a Zootopia. Unless they just really wanted to make Gru a lion.
Jason Bateman was in it.
Who'd he play?
Nick Wilde, the, like, fox detective guy.
That was Jason Bateman?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What? What is this, like, cat? I'm so lost.
Charlie, just stop. We got what we needed.
No, the characters... No, the characters are funny. Alex from Madagascar is playing Gru. Brittany from Alvin and the Chipmunks as Margot. Jeanette from Alvin and the Chipmunks as Edith.
Wait, like, not the actors that are playing...
The characters. Like, the
characters are voicing.
Nick Wilde from Zootopia plays Dr. Nefario. Henry J. Waternoose is Mr. Perky. I need to see this movie now. Dude, Red Angry Bird from the Angry Birds movie plays Tim the Minion.
I can never look at Angry Birds the same.
What? You want to say that again?
Yeah.
I know.
I think you should, Brian.
All right.
Brian has been tormented by the knowledge of this.
Norm is for off pod.
Norm from Norm of the North is Fred McDade.
Man, I really need to know.
I need to know where this... Where is this, like... Oh, this is the movie ideas Wikipedia.
Dude.
This isn't even... I'm so lost.
How did you get onto the movie ideas Wikipedia when you just searched up Despicable Me?
I searched up Despicable Me Ben Stiller. And that was the first link that popped up. Oh my goodness. That's a pretty big blunder.
I guess you're seeing Charlie's research prowess at its best right now.
Dude, my world famous research paper, bro. Oh yeah, if you want to.
What are you doing?
This is the reason why.
Okay, well let's save it. All right, let's can it.
Yeah.
Brian, what are you
give
doing?
Give me your phone.
It's Lovecraftian knowledge.
I think you should just close it right now.
I gotta turn off the app so my battery power is more efficient.
Give it to me.
Why?
Because you can't stay off of it.
Yes, I can. Kyle wanted to know about why I have a different view on Angry Birds, and I wanted to show him.
What is this like? Were you pulling up like the Daily Wire, why the Angry Birds are racist, some sort of thing like that?
No. No, much worse. Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's not important.
Ryan.
All right.
It's not gay porn again, is it?
Whoa!
I think the P word is a no-no word.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. We're good.
Anyway.
It's not that. It is a fan fiction with choice subjects.
You pulled up an Angry nice cough Birds on the radio fan
fiction. It's an off podcast topic.
Brian, you gotta speak into the mic.
Yeah, well, we've heard your feet more than your actual lovely voice.
Lovely, you say.
Like, you can do whatever whack pose you want, as long as your head remains, like, in this area, and you're pointing at the mic.
Yeah, I was just trying to, you know, have that off the record.
Oh, yeah. Which is why you're on air and saying it, yeah.
for another little bit of context, the radio station got new microphones, and we were trying to set up one of the new microphones so that Brian could wiggle their little crazy little head all over the place, but Unfortunately, we're missing an adapter, so Brian still has to cope and like be chained down with a microphone forcefully.
Well, I was wondering like how like you got these cool new mics and they're just not set up.
Oh, honestly, it's more of it's a combination of.
Are you trying to steal your phone? What is this?
I'm trying to get a fist bump.
That was a very aggressive approach for just trying to get a fist bump. You can have a fist bump. I'm a little frightened by you jumping at me and throwing a fist in my direction.
But yeah, I don't know why we haven't set up the microphones, honestly. It's just been lazy, I guess.
What are you looking at, Brian?
Sorry, what? Sorry, what? Sorry, I couldn't hear you. This is how I speak now.
Ever since you got that NFT, Brian, your entire personality has changed.
You mean my non-fungible token? Please, don't abbreviate it. It's misused.
Which NFT did you buy?
I bought...
Are you a,
Can't say that one.
Are you a Lazy Lion fan?
Are you talking about the metal ones, Brian?
Or
a Bored Ape?
I bought an NFT of some random person's grandmother. I now own...
I now own the copyright on their grandma.
Grandma, the next time grandma tries to publish their work online, bro, no.
It's mine.
Yeah, you're gonna profit off of grandma's labor. Grandma's blood, sweat, and tears. Grandma's gonna drop a sweet memoir that's gonna rock everyone's socks off, and you're gonna get all of the kickbacks off.
It's mine. I'm not wearing socks, so. Brian's actually not wearing socks. Yeah.
I didn't even need to look to know you were.
Kyle's actually well known for wearing his crazy cool socks. And that's like not even like a joke or anything.
Yeah.
He's also well known for his awesome Richard Nixon impression.
Oh yeah, my famous Richard Nixon impression. It's so good I won't do it on
it would shatter everyone's eardrums from how
be
beautiful.
So happy.
Here, I'll give you a taste. My fellow American.
My fellow American.
Please let me into Harvard.
What?
That's
my
Richard
fellow
Nixon.
Americans. You got to let me into Harvard. My father went there. I really want to go. Thank you.
I have a lot of money.
I'm part of the Kennedy family.
The Nixon family.
The Nixon family.
Both?
Yeah.
Richard Nixon is actually the child of John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Give him
an alternate timeline.
Yeah.
Did you know actually that 1/3 of all Americans are related to Richard Nixon?
is this like some like Genghis Khan statistic?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, 1/3 of all Americans have Minion heritage.
I mean, if they're the original humans, then all humans have Minion.
Well, it's like how you can get a Neanderthal percentage. You have like a percentage. You take a 23andMe and you learn how much Minion you have in you.
Yeah.
Brian, stop messing with your forehead. You do not have a Neanderthal forehead.
Brian's shaping their forehead furiously to get that famous Neanderthal brow.
You?
I hit rock with club.
Wait, don't what?
Why?
Why? Pulls troll face? Brian trolling rocks by beating them to death with a club.
Sometimes when you break a rock, inside you find a more beautiful rock.
So a geode.
And you said that? Nietzsche.
we already talked about how I didn't know who Dostoevsky was, right?
I don't know if we did. I was very upset.
when I was picking terms picking classes for this term.
I need the perspective here. I was just kind of relaxing, laying on my bed, just hanging out, and I hear someone mentioned there's a class like on Dostoevsky or something, and then Charlie sees it and he's like, Dostoevsky? Who's that? Sounds like a nerd.
I just kept scrolling. I was on the phone with Becca.
I was appalled. I was like, do you actually not know?
You can take a picture of it after the show is over. You don't get your phone right now.
What's also funny is that Kyle was so appalled. He opened Snapchat, which he never does. Kyle like refuses to use any. Are you crucified over there, Brian?
Yeah, that's how it feels.
Yeah, how it feels to not know who Dostoevsky is.
How it feels to not have his phone, their phone.
To chew five gum.
I'm not. I was just fiddling with it.
How much five gum would we have to give you to get your phone?
Probably a lot, right?
If we're talking value.
Well, so you do it for an equal amount of gum, in fiscal value.
Why is this room so hot?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'll leave.
I don't think that's what I was implying.
I haven't been called the room in a few years.
Ever since my breakout role as the room.
Okay, well, I said this room actually, so.
Oh yeah. Well, I cut your brain.
There's a bomb in your car. Right?
Nice argument. However.
However, we're in your walls. It's actually where we record these episodes. However,
here is your IP address. Your address. Your mother's maiden name.
Yeah.
My favorite part in Minions is that when they you know how they have that montage that CC was mentioning?
No. Yeah,
where the minions all blunder and killing their masters.
I don't remember that actually.
Oh, they do it. They do a fat. They do a jump cut to the future. One of the minions accidentally posts their master's home address and IP address in a YouTube comment section, and the evil master gets swatted. And this evil master's name, Elon Musk.
It's true.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I wonder if he was able to build so many companies. He had all the minions working.
Yeah, the minions work, and they turn out to be his downfall.
Is that why all the things he does doesn't work?
a minion doesn't
work. Yeah, when it's built by little yellow men.
Yeah.
Who speak
gibberish.
Some sort of
the primordial.
Some
language.
Primordial human language before the Tower of Babel fell.
I think you're just butthurt that their word for dog is Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle hates minions. Now.
Well, there are some interesting translations there.
No, literally, it's probably just at some point in one of their skits, there was a dog named Kyle, and then that's their word for
maybe.
Dogs now.
I don't know.
How they do things.
What was the name of, like, Gru's, like, demon dog?
Jimbo.
No.
I don't think it was
what
Jimbo.
What if the dog's name was Kyle? That's why.
Yeah.
Well, one thing, though, is that I don't know how reliable is that minion translator app.
The dog's name is Kyle. This guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Kyle.
Yeah, this actually does look like Kyle a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the underbite and the pointy teeth.
Yeah, and the two, like, stalks for ears.
And the disheveled hair.
I'm known for stalks, yeah.
And the big eyes.
And the tiny little legs.
I'm known for my stalks.
Yeah.
My giant eye stalks people compliment me on.
You actually wear your glasses on them like Mr. Krabs. Like you just straddle them across your two eye stalks.
Mr. Squidward, did you post the IP address?
It's Kyle after the girls give him a makeover.
That's me.
He's pink with Kyle, a glow.
Kyle's been yossified.
We should dye your hair pink.
Mr. Squidward.
I don't think that's Mr. Krabs.
Mr. Squidward, I need money. What the?
Some... Thing
Ghost.
Fell.
Yeah, the spirit didn't like that one. Okay. And speaking of the spirits, you are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show.
Love that bit.
That's my favorite bit, the demons.
So food safety.
Oh yeah, PSAs. We're supposed to do that, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any?
I got it.
I'm gonna guess they don't.
Nope.
So did you know that eating raw meat is not good for you? Just like how vaping is.
No, Brian. You know what we can actually do instead of the PSAs?
What?
During each of the quarters of being registered with the FCC, you're supposed to talk about a community issue or topic in a radio show at least 5 times.
Well, we kind of almost did just now. Well, yeah. Eating raw meat.
I have one.
Yeah.
So if you go to downtown Easton and go into the sewers, you'll find a living, beating, massive heart that's the heart of the city, and it has high cholesterol. Because it doesn't practice food safety.
They need to get trucks of unpaid workers. They deliver Cheerios by the wheelbarrow, and they bring them in, and they feed it to the heart, so he gets, because that's a heart-healthy food.
Yeah.
And so they eat it, and then the heart gets a lot better, but then, like, you know, there's some, you know, some budget cuts and stuff, you know.
They had to cut down from Honey Nut Cheerios to normal Cheerios.
Yeah, his blood sugar is low.
All of the buildings are veins.
Yeah, that's why if you trip and fall on the sidewalk, the sidewalk will actually bruise.
And this heart needs to be protected from the alligators that live in the sewer.
Yeah.
As well. And if they're there and we don't have the alligator defense force in the sewers protecting the heart, things really just don't work out very well. So
it was a really nice gift of Allison Barley to give the city more alligators for their alligator defense before she flew off on her.
All of her alligators away in her helicopter when she flew away. Yeah.
Oh, it was in a. I thought she flew away in her little like goblin glider.
In her biplane. her flying machine. Wilbur and Orville Wright created for her.
It has her face plastered on the what you could even call the wings, the sails of the flying machine.
Brian, do you think that we could make could we make a plane?
Oh yeah,
probably.
Now a landing plane is different.
No,
landing does not make it a plane.
No, we're going for a crashing plane.
I found radio PSAs, but the only ones I can find are from the IRS's website, and they're all about taxes.
Oh, my favorite.
Do your taxes, all right? Listen to me. Do wink your taxes.
Do you smile your taxes.
A new segment of the Kyle and Charlie Show, Charlie's Tax Tips. Did you know if you hold a asset in your account for over a year and a day, you only pay... reduced capital gains tax. Even better, if you donate that depreciated asset to a charity or a nonprofit organization like a college, you can write off the entire donation as a tax credit.
All right, did everyone else zone out, or was it just me?
Yeah.
I did not listen to what Charlie said. Brian and I were whispering something secret to each other.
Yeah, that's your PSA to the locals. Hold on to your assets for a year and a day and then donate them to a charity.
I kind of like the raw meat one better.
Hold on to your raw meat for a year and a day and then donate to your favorite charity.
I have a new one.
Heart Healthy Easton.
I have a new PSA. All
right.
Every time you drive without wearing a seatbelt, right?
Uh-huh.
A nation gets invaded. Randomly.
Yeah, so...
Randomly.
Yeah, by the seatbelt.
So, you know, police. Ukraine, right?
Who did it?
Who drove without a seatbelt on?
Nose goes.
Brian?
Uh-oh. Brian, is that why your car got hit recently?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It all makes sense. It wasn't at 3 in the morning because of a random person that hit your car. It was, in fact, you at 3 in the morning driving without your seatbelt.
Without your seatbelt, causing a certain country to be invaded.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Country. I'm just saying I was banking on not Ukraine.
But. Out of all the countries, they chose your worst possible one.
You were hoping for England.
I was hoping Ireland would do...
Ireland would invade England? They'd hit an Uno reverse for once.
I'm just saying.
Someday.
Those Anglo-Saxons.
They're dates and numbers.
I'm just saying, those Normans.
You were hoping that the Holland invasion would happen again.
I'm just saying, like, if someone from the House of Orange in this was in this room with me right now, they'd get it.
Speaking of England news, did you hear that the Queen is becoing? It's becoming difficult for her to move.
Why'd you say it so, like, happily?
Well, no, I mean she's pupating. She's going to turn into a beautiful English butterfly.
Pupate? I don't think that's the right word. Is that the right word? Is that pupate?
I think pupate so.
Like forming into the thing and become a butterfly.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
My Spotify profile picture is a minion. I just remembered. Anyway.
To become a pupa. All
right. Well, it seems a little late for that, right?
What do you mean? She's going to emerge as a beautiful butterfly.
Butterfly.
You see, it's like
she's quite old.
Pardon me?
She's a really old caterpillar.
Part of me thinks like she might die soon. And then I remember looking at Prince Philip, who looked like he was living life on 1 HP. And he was around for years.
He was fear strats in real life.
Maybe he was a glass cannon and he was just hiding it.
He was level one for all of his life, holding onto that focus sash.
What are you doing there, Brian?
I cracked my back.
Brian's spine is, in fact, snapped in half.
Oh, no.
Oh, no?
Brian's spine is leaking
what
now.
What happened?
They're leaking.
I'm leaking.
Your yellow minion juice is coming out, Brian.
Marge, I'm leaking.
Marge.
I don't know what happened.
My favorite episode of The Simpsons is when the SS, what would it be that?
Pinafore?
Hmm?
What?
I was trying to go for a Homer Titanic name.
Oh.
The Homeranic hits the iceberg and starts sinking.
I mean, there's no way The Simpsons has not done a Titanic joke before.
Oh, yeah, but like, was Homer the boat?
Homie.
Oh, that poor voice actress.
And their name? Jeff Bezos.
Keith David, actually.
Yeah.
Keith David should voice more roles that don't fit his voice.
It's not Julie Kavner?
Charlie.
Marge.
Brian was joking.
Oh, no.
I think they referenced Keith David at the beginning of the episode too.
I did. I bring things full circle. That's why.
Yeah, it's like we're bookending the show with Keith David on both ends.
I'm just saying, like, imagine him voicing, I don't know, like Peppa Pig. Like, wouldn't that just be
better?
It's like
Yuri Lowenthal voices every role that does not fit him in any capacity.
He is
a very good voice actor, but they don't understand what to cast him in for some reason.
That's how Yuri Lowenthal sounds.
I wish we could scream the one thing that we were making fun of last week, but we can't.
Well, if we edit it.
No.
You fry cook.
You scallywag.
What?
That supposed to be an insult? Are you a classist now, Brian?
What's wrong with fry cooks?
Wow.
SpongeBob is a fry cook, which means they're basically calling you a sponge, which is not a very nice thing.
Sponges are used to wash up scum from the sink. The sink is where dirty things go to be cleaned. So sinks are dirty.
And a fry cook has a sink.
And they cook, which is... Well, cooking's pretty cool, but...
Yeah.
And you see, it's an infinite loop of...
It's like Sisyphus and the boulder.
Yeah.
You know, it's a loop between the fry and the cook. We did good, dude.
Yeah.
You fry cook!
If there was anything that you could, like, masterfully cook in under 5 minutes, what would you cook and why?
Pierogies, because they taste so bad, no one will care what I put in them. Anyway.
under 5 minutes? Like,
no matter
start to finish. Like, you can't preheat anything.
No, like, you make it perfectly, and it's in 5 minutes. You can create this dish in 5 minutes, and it's perfect.
There's so if you a lot of perfect.
Well, no. If you chose like a steak, you would know like the hidden technique to make a perfectly cooked steak in 5 minutes.
It's magic.
Yeah.
Fruitcake. Make a fruitcake.
You can't bake Century a cake egg. In that short
Doesn't
time.
Matter. It's magic.
Yeah, it's magic.
I know how to you do just, it in 5 minutes.
You
really?
Put it,
how?
My grandma taught me.
Yeah. Oh. You see, your grandma showed you to what we call an air fryer.
That was before she got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah, the reindeer wasn't actually using a seatbelt. That's why it happened.
That was before grandma told me my real name was Tendo Soji.
That's before grandma told me my real name was Kagami.
He could not cook a fruitcake in 5 minutes. That's all I'm saying. Well, that could be your insult. We could say Yuri Lowenthal scream, "You cannot cook a fruitcake in 5 minutes."
Or less.
You cannot cook a fruitcake!
Or so help me.
You see, now that I've put on my flip-flops, I'm calmer.
I almost screamed, dude. I was really thinking about it. I was like, oh, wait, I can't say that on air.
We were both thinking about it.
Right? Yeah, it's very tempting. But, like, the thing about that clip is it's objectively good. Like, he is doing a great job delivering that line. But something about the way he delivers, something about
his cadence.
The place his voice goes when he says that line is really funny to me, and I don't know why.
Yeah, his voice goes for something.
He's screaming a certain expletive, and just the way he says it, I don't know. It's different, as they say.
Air Bud.
What was your favorite Air Bud movie?
I don't think I've ever seen an Air Bud movie.
I really like the one where the puppies go to space.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
Do you remember the scene where one of them hits against the rocket and then the rocket has like an imprint of their face?
I think I do, actually.
Good.
I think mine was probably when they got superpowers, bro.
We need to marathon all the Buddies movies.
The Darkest Night.
They churn those things out, bro.
Well, they're great for school. It's like, what are you going to show sixth graders? Puppies. What are you going to show fifth graders?
Puppies.
And what are you going to show second graders? World War II footage. So that everything else seems better.
Specifically, the Air Buddies take World War II.
Yeah.
The Air Buddies perform the Blitzkrieg on accident.
They do a lot of things. You never know. They were astronauts. They were superheroes.
Yeah.
They played basketball.
They played
all the crazy stuff.
War criminals.
Did the original Air Bud dunk?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That was his whole thing.
His entire gimmick is that he was good at sports.
Yeah. He gets air.
I was just making sure because I've seen the puppy movies. I haven't seen the original Air Bud, sadly.
Is there an Air Bud movie where he plays hockey?
Yeah. There's like one for every sport under the sun, I think. My favorite one was when Air Bud does curling.
Remember the Beethoven movies?
Yeah.
Oh, those are crazy. I think I met Beethoven once.
The dog?
Yeah.
Or the person?
The dog.
It was actually a dog-human hybrid. It was Beethoven the furry.
Why are furries so smart? That's what I've been thinking about recently.
What? What do you mean?
What does that mean?
Like, every time you see a furry on Twitter, it's just like, you look at their bio and it's always like, head scientist at, I don't know.
No, that's not true.
I'm telling you.
I feel like the amount of furries in the computer science community is very high, though. At least from what I've been told. By my good friend, I'm not going to say his name.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, here's my source. I don't want to say the name, though, because it might dox them.
I can't say the joke.
Yeah.
What joke? all right. Yeah. I see.
I think...
I could show you the picture, but...
I think we have a stellar show coming up next after us, though.
We do?
Yeah.
It's 11:02. Wow.
Yep.
It's, whose show is in next?
No one
is out there. Because there's
ever show it is, how does it feel knowing you'll be standing in the shadow of this show for the rest of your life?
Anyway. I feel like they got like a term, or like maybe a couple more years, and then they're home free.
Well. Bye.
I think we should say goodbye, Minion. Though, how do we say goodbye, Minion?
Don't say it.
Brian.
I know you were gonna scream. I could feel it.
All right, I'm gonna try to peek the mic with this one.
Oh boy, it's not that hard to peek the mic. You can like.
In every recording I listen to, the mics are already here, peaking. You know what?
So I'm recording a backup right now. Let's see how it's doing. Oh boy.
Oh yeah, that's real. The audio bouncing is fantastic. Can you turn the input down?
Not very much.
All right, we all have to say goodbye in Minion speak. Yeah,
the thing is like all the way at zero.
How do you say goodbye in Minion speak?
Well, what is it? What does it say?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, to our.
How do you say that?
Well, we'll just have to get. We'll just have to, you know,
to our. To
I
our.
I think it's like two syllables.
I like think it is. It's three. Boop boop boop. Boop bop boop. Boop beep bop boop bop. You ready?
Are you a robot?
That was like six syllables.
Boop beep bop.
Boop beep bop boop bop.
Boop beep bop.
I've forgotten what the word was.
I said the wake word that wipes CeCe's memory.
Alright, are we ready?
Alrighty. To our lovely listeners, have a good night and
poopay!
Popaye! Popaye!